Track 11, Norfolk Reeds. A lovely mix of Norfolk Reeds for rainy days with Rowan Mantell.
Detective non-fiction. Follow in the famous fictional footsteps of Sherlock Holmes as Norwich author Stephen Browning tracks detectives through London alleyways and across Britain. He has hunted down every location visited by Holmes and Watson in the novels by Arthur Conan Doyle and includes a series of fascinating walks through London. He also traces the author's inspirations outside the capital, including a trip to Haysborough. Staying at the Hill House Hotel, Holmes was fascinated by pictures of dancing men which the proprietor's children used as a secret code language. He wrote part of his stories, The Adventure of the Dancing Men, at the hotel. During his stays in North Norfolk, the author probably came across the tales of terrifying hellhound and harbinger of death, Black Shuck, possibly the model for the Hound of the Baskervilles. He also enjoyed playing golf, perhaps at Sheringham Golf Club, where there was a member called Moriarty. On the Track of Sherlock Holmes by Stephen Browning is published by Pen and Sword Books.
Gin-spired. Gin is enjoying a remarkable renaissance. Now, its story from the 17th century to the present day is told by a Norfolk author. The weird and wonderful story of gin explores the history of the drink, ranging from links with poison and murder to 21st century distilleries repurposed to produce hand gel in the battle against coronavirus. Gin was the original Dutch courage and mother's ruin, and there's drama, disaster, crime and royal patronage in its story as its fortunes lurch from being hugely popular to deeply unfashionable and back again. It all began with a clear spirit called Geneva, made from malted grain in the Netherlands and Belgium. Famous names associated with gin include Winston Churchill and Noel Coward, as well as Jack the Ripper and the Crays. But the biggest gin drinkers in the world are not Brits, either heroes or villains, but Filipinos. The Weird and Wonderful Story of Gin from the 17th Century to the Present Day by Angela Youngman is published by Pen and Sword Books.
A playwright and BBC drama editor who wrote scripts for children's television Rainbow and once worked on The Archers is delighted to have made his print debut. After 40 years of writing professionally, but all my work being ephemeral, radio plays, TV, theatre, it's very exciting to actually see my name in print, said Michael Bartlett, who lives in a village in the Waveney Valley near Harleston. His two collections of short stories are Personal Islands, focusing on solitude, and My Village in the Valley, a light-hearted look at village life. He said it is definitely not about his own village or neighbours, but added, I'm always alert to a chance remark, a chance action, which can be noted, and then used as a starting point for a story. There are stories around rat running, reclaiming disappearing footpaths, and the village fate. Common enough problems, but nothing in the light of this village is ever quite simple, said Michael. My Village in the Valley and Personal Islands by Michael Bartlett are published by Crump's Barn Studio.
Cycle Lanes. A new cycling guide to East Anglia offers 21 rides for beginners and leisure cyclists in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. Each ride includes comprehensive directions, plus information on local history, wildlife and culture, and is linked to the relevant Ordnance Survey map, National Cycle Network route, and a navigation app. Most of the rides are a little under 20 miles long, and most are loops and can be linked for cyclists looking for longer routes. They range from leisurely rides through lanes and villages to challenging mountain bike circuits. Norfolk locations along the routes include Sandringham, Wells, Holcombe, Norwich and the Norfolk Broads, Thetford Forest and Diss. Author Hugh Hennessy has loved cycling all his life and cycled around countries from France to Colombia, as well as the UK. He's done a lot of cycling in Norfolk on visits to family and particularly loves the North Coast between Cromer and Holcombe and the Southern Broads. Cycling East Anglia by Hugh Hennessy is published by Brat Guides.
Extracting Humour. Barry Lawrence distills his 70-year-old love affair with Norfolk in his latest book. Characters include his own childhood friends, as well as ranging from Boadicea to Bernard Matthews and Nelson to the singing postman. He promises Norfolk facts, figures and stories, and a few silly Norfolk jokes. Coypews, Scottish drovers and Huguenots are also involved. Barry was born in Norfolk and grew up in the years immediately after the Second World War, with a great love of local wildlife, so much that he carried mice in his pockets and kept leeches in his bedroom. After being afraid of going to the dentist, he decided he would like to be a friendly and pain-free dentist. He eventually had his own surgery in Norwich and then Aylsham, and also ran a bookshop in Aylsham. His previous books include anecdotes from his dentistry days and experiences as a dental surgeon and his Christian faith. A Big Blue Sky, A Celebration of Norfolk by Barry Lawrence.
Happy Ever After. Norwich's fictional Nightingale Square is the setting for another feel-good novel by Heidi Swain. Heidi, who lives in South Norfolk, was working as a teaching assistant in Long Stratton when she entered her first novel in a competition and won a publishing contract. That was 8 years ago, and she's gone on to write many more novels, one of which became a Sunday Times bestseller. Most of her books are set in a fictional version of Norfolk. The latest stars Norwich care home worker Beth, who moves from an unhappy house share into lovely Nightingale Square. When she needs help with a fundraiser for the care home, her new neighbours rally round, and the event is so successful that she's asked to help out with a campaign to save the local music centre. There are old wounds and secrets to resolve before the sunshine and celebrations can return. The Summer Fair by Heidi Swain is published by Simon & Schuster.